you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair.
Everyone loves you.
We're glad you're here.
We're glad you're here.
We're glad you're here.
Fellowship's sweeter,
knowing you're near. So good to see you. I hope that it's clear.
Everyone loves you.
We're glad you're here.
You're welcome in this house. This house is the Lord. Feel the excitement. There's something in store. Where two or more gather and raise up his name.
He's promised to
reading from James chapter 5. I'll begin at verse 13 and maybe take us through verse 18. Is any of you in trouble? He should pray. Is anyone happy? Let him sing songs of praise. Is any one of you sick? He should call the elders of the church to pray over him and anoint him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer offered in faith will make the sick person well. The Lord will raise him up. If he has sinned, he will be forgiven. Therefore, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous man is powerful and effective. Elijah was a man just like us. He prayed earnestly it would not rain, and it did not rain on the land for 3.5 years. Again he prayed, and the heavens gave rain, and the earth produced its crops. Oh, Rick, there's a lot here. We could kind of just stop and just talk about this, but this is a little foreshadowing of some of the reading that we're going to do in our book, our prayer book on Monday, Prayer, the Timeless Secret of High Impact Leaders by Dave Early. You're filling in for Marianne. I'm here in the Springfield studio. In fact, tomorrow I think I'm going to be back, and I'm going to ask you to have your first ever co-hosting with me. We're setting up to have a special guest. His name is David Swihart. He's going to talk about integrating Christian principles in your business or as you go to and fro, how to witness in effective ways just by being a faithful follower of Jesus. So Lord willing, that'll be tomorrow on Testimony Tuesday, and you'll hear from David, who spoke at the Businessmen in Christ breakfast in the past, and we got to see him last month, both Rick and I, because Rick was the speaker last month and David was in attendance. But he oversees a ministry called Next Step Coaching LLC. And I think he's going to talk about a bit tomorrow, an upcoming web seminar or something. Is that what webinar. He's been talking about?
A webinar. Yeah. He's going to introduce, I guess, a new website, some initiatives that are coming out to really help people that have businesses and how they can integrate ministry into their businesses, which is really exciting.
Well, Rick, it's been neat getting to know you. You and your family were here for the open house. We've had you on the air, you and Cindy, talking about the unique callings that you both have on your life and some of the radio background that you thought about as a child or wanted to be involved in. And I wanted you to just start cutting your teeth a little, being here with me today, and then maybe even again tomorrow, we'll pull you in to co-host the program with me. And I like the topic that's going to be talking about tomorrow, how to integrate your faith in your business, because that's what you talked about Sinric, your painting business, painting and remodeling.
Yes, we do painting and remodeling.
In fact, I have you looking at some of the rooms here at the WLUJ studios. I said, what could we do in this room? And what about this bathroom? Because it has kind of that, the walling is like from a trailer.
Right.
How do you keep paint on that? And what ideas do you have? And you rang my bell because you said, oh yeah, having the ambiance. You called it something like how to modernize, how to update things, how to give it energy. And I thought, hey, go at it. So you're looking at some of the rooms here, and Sinric in the coming days is going to help refurbish or update.
Refresh.
Or
we're going to do a little refresh here.
Yes.
Yep, we're excited about that.
So I want to share something with our listeners. Now, before you do some of the reading today, as we read from our book, Prayer, the Timeless Secret of High Impact Leaders by Dave Early, and I know this is just a demo. This was something that you'd sent to me, just you and Cindy said, hey, let's think through, let's pray up maybe having a marriage moment, like a series of devotional thoughts or tips or advice on how to optimize the family for God's goodness, for being a witness, an ambassador. How can we, as a family, having 8 children, use some of the things we learned or convey biblical
insights? Or yeah, you think about our house is a busy home, 8 children, 13 to 7 months, so a lot going on. And so what are some real practical ways that we can glean from the things, the day-to-day life that we deal with, and how does that relate to the gospel? And more importantly, how do we apply it to our every single day life? And so that's what this, kind of the heart of this devotion that we were talking about, marriage moments, is taking these things that we, as we walk through life, some of these journeys, crying babies and juggling schedules and all these chaotic things that are going on, how do we relate that to God, and how's he using us and changing us? You know, we want to be like the potter, being sculpted and molded in a way that gives God glory. And so we're excited to do these things as we go forward here.
Yeah, we met up less than a month ago and started talking, and with the radio interview and meeting your wife, and then Holly getting to know some of your family members, and the open house where all your children sang your wife. And actually, you did sing a song or two. But it's been neat, and as I see God leading and providing and the growth and the expansion that we're seeing him do in this next year, I thought, how can we get you more involved? And then you and your wife began praying and came up with the marriage moments. And so I should tell our listeners, I'm going to do a little disclaimer. This was not intended to be on the air today. I mean, Rick did it for my kind of preview to see if he's on track, if this is something that, you know, would work. And so, but I'm going to play it through my phone. So even the audio quality isn't like the stereo file that you would hear if he was just behind, he and Cindy behind a microphone. But I think for the first time ever doing this, it's done with great excellence. I mean, this is already really, really good. And that's without the training, without being in the studio. And so I'm kind of excited. I want to share it with everyone. But this is like a teaser, and I want to share it because be praying up Rick and Cindy as they get more involved with the ministry of WLUJ, and bless our Great News Radio listeners, because I think this is something that can be on all 19 of our frequencies in the coming days. And, you know, it takes time and effort and planning and devotional thought and scripting it out and getting into the studio. But we have some hopes for the Mulkins family and Rick himself, even maybe his dad's going to be involved in various ways. We're trying to work him to, in his semi-retirement state, to maybe come in and do some things. But this is from my phone, so realize the audio quality. I'm holding it up to the microphone, but I think you're going to be blessed by their devotional recording, and you'll hear at the very end, hey, how's this? This is my first go at it. See what you think. So here we go. Here's Rick and Cindy Mulkins.
Program brought to you by WLUJ and Great News Media. We're dedicated to helping couples grow in their marriage, faith, and family. Hi, I'm Rick Mulkins.
Hi, and I'm Cindy Mulkins. We have been married for 14 years. Ooh. Have 8 wonderful children from 13 to 7 months. Actively involved in homeschooling, a music ministry, and entrepreneurship.
Which basically means we're exhausted.
But with God's grace, each other's love, and a healthy dose of laughter,
sugar,
we find a way to make it all happen.
It's our calling to offer biblical insight and encouragement to families so they can thrive like never before.
And that's why we're here. So let's get started. Okay, we'll confess it. We don't particularly enjoy changing the diapers of our 3 adorable young ones.
Wait, honey, does anyone like diaper changes? I mean, they always appear to be needed at the worst time of the day. And they're messy and stinky.
Yeah, but in order to expedite the process, we are continually potty training at home. We've discovered that it doesn't matter how enjoyable we make it, how much training and preparation and encouragement we offer, or even how much we whine and complain. For that matter, it's a part of our life right now.
Honey, I thought I made potty training fun.
You did. I think you should should share the song you made up about potty time and sing to the kids all the time.
Nah, that's okay.
The message is that sometimes life can be messy and stinky, and that unexpected events can overwhelm us when they occur. But what does God say about this?
Listen, John 16:33. I have said these things to you, that in me you may have peace, and in the world you're going to have some tribulation. But take heart, I have overcome the world. All right, I'm just going to stop the thought right there. This was just for demo purposes. So hopefully you liked it, Mark. Anyway, you're listening to WLUJ and Great News Media. I'm your host, Rick Mulkins. And remember, if you always think like you always thought, you'll always get what you always got. Until next time, see ya.
Woohoo, look at that. He had his music mixed in. Okay, so you're tuning in and you're like, what's going on? What is he doing? Who's that professional new program that's being inserted into Mark and Friends? Well, that was Rick and Cindy Mulkins. He did this, in your basement or in a closet or something at home the other day?
Well, I'm surprised that you didn't hear any kids. We were actually in the middle of our living room when we were doing this, and kids were all around us, and I'm like, quiet, shh.
So that's going to grow into, we haven't figured out if it's going to be a daily or a 2-minute or a weekend devotional thought or exactly what, but that was his first ever, he and Cindy's go at it. And I think you can be blessed by knowing that we'll have that as a feature in the coming days. So Rick, I just had to share that. In fact, I sent it off to my board and our staff, and I wanted feedback, and people said, that's the first time he's ever done that. I said, yeah, he and Cindy, but he had a background mindset to be in radio someday, but we shared that on the Testimony Tuesday because of circumstances and callings and choices that you made. It just never happened.
Correct.
But it's kind of, I don't think irony. I think God is timing it in such that with your painting business and the hiring a field supervisor and other things, that maybe it can free you up to be a little more involved with the radio ministry. So we're praying it up and seeing how it might all come together. But I'm just amazed if that's your first go at it without any critiquing and a professional studio and all that. I think it's only going to get better, and it's already very good. So excited about that. And Cindy is kind of like my Holly. She'll keep you in line, and she's very spiritual and God-honoring,
yes.
And I think it's going to be a great balance to hear you both work together and share devotional thoughts. So excited about that. You can tell everyone. I just think it's wow. And I have actually another one. I'll save it for another time, but he did a quick little devotional thought just saying, hey, I'm so pumped up about doing this. Here's something on Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. And so we'll save that for another time, but that was kind of a fun one too, where he said, I just got to share some devotional thoughts. So. Well, anyways, it's Monday, Rick, and typically Marianne and I continue with our readings through the book, Prayer, the Timeless Secret of High Impact Leaders by Dave Early. And I will tell our listening friends, my plan was to bring the book and to have a book ready for you. I thought there were additional copies here, and they must have sold them all because there were no copies downstairs. So you and I, we quickly printed this out. Well, you can see where the page is kind of blurring some of the words. So we hope we have it all here, but we only have 2 pages that I was able to get through the internet.
So we're asking for a little grace.
Yeah, a little grace.
If there's a word that we miss here.
Yeah. If you read along with us, we may miss a word or two because the photocopy of what we have, it just wasn't flat enough on the scanner.
Screen, screen there.
So anyways, but we're going to begin with readings titled, Big Enough to Send Fire from Heaven, Big Enough to Change the Weather, Big Enough to Provide a New Car, and maybe closing out with Big Enough to Pay the Bills.
Big Enough to Send Fire from Heaven. When I get to heaven, I look forward to meeting Elijah. He was a high-impact spiritual leader who was fearlessly bold when it counted. As you recall, he challenged hundreds of idolatrous pagan priests to a power duel. Both sides would prepare a sacrifice, and the God who could answer by fire would be declared the winner and would be worshipped. The Baal worshippers prayed all day to no avail. Baal was not a prayer-hearing, prayer-answering God. Elijah raised the stakes by soaking down his sacrifice in water. He knew that no amount of water can dampen the flame of the living God. And then he prayed a big prayer. Citing 1 Kings 18:36 and 37, At the time of sacrifice, the prophet Elijah stepped forward and prayed, O Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, let it be known today that you are God in Israel and that I am your servant and have done all these things at your command. Answer me, O Lord, answer me, so that people will know that you, O Lord, are God and that you are turning their hearts back again. 1 Kings 18:36-37. God likes to answer big prayers. Mm. They reveal his power and his glory. They spread his name and prosper his work. They also test our faith. God answered Elijah's big prayer with an even bigger answer. Then the fire of the Lord fell down and burned up the sacrifice, the wood, the stones, and the soil, and also licked up the water in the trench. When all the people saw this, they fell prostrate and cried to the Lord. He is God. The Lord, he is God. Verse 38 and 39.
Yeah, it's really pretty amazing. We've been in that area in Israel before, and we usually do a teaching, and we're on that hillside, and they have this big statue of Elijah, and it's one of these where for those in our household, we'll stand for the Lord, and we put a line in the sand, and we all cross over it. But here's an individual, he was just like us, and yet he prayed different prayers, you know, let there be no rain for 3.5 years, and then at another time, you know, show that you're the one true God, and send fire from heaven, and burned up the sacrifice. So what a reminder for us all that God is big enough to send a fire from heaven. He's big enough to answer your various prayers today, and he's big enough and mighty enough to do all things. So let's continue to seek after him in prayer. Well, I'm going to read this next little section, and then you'll close out with Big Enough to Provide a New Car. This is titled, Big Enough to Change the Weather. If someone prayed and it impacted the weather for a day, you might be able to consider it a coincidence. But if their prayer affected the weather for 3.5 years, you would know that prayer has power. I guess I was just talking about this.
That's right.
We're reading along here. Elijah was a man who boldly asked God for big things. Mm. The book of James summarizes in a few sentences the story of Elijah's big prayers. End quote. Then this is from James 5:16-18. That's what I opened up the program with. The prayer of a righteous man is powerful and effective. Elijah was a man just like us. He prayed earnestly that it would not rain, and it did not rain on the land for 3.5 years. Again he prayed, and the heavens gave rain, and the earth produced its crops. Yep, that's what we were just talking about. We serve a great big God who can answer any and all prayers, especially if they're according to his will, his plan, his purpose, and he's glorified through it. It's not about us getting the attention or getting the glory. It's about all glory to him.
I just think about this too. Like, isn't it so reassuring to know that our God is a personal God? Mm-hmm. Right? So you hear this story about Elijah and his specific situation, but even for those of you that are listening right now and you're going through trials and you need a big breakthrough, God is a personal God that cares about your specific situation. He wants to be there for you. He wants us to lean in on him and seek him. And I think that's a really neat thing.
Do you think he could provide you a new car?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, let me read a little bit about that. What a perfect segue. Big enough to provide a new car. John R. Rice believed in asking a big God for big things. He wrote, quote, ask God for big things. He is able. He also said, the Bible is a book of marvelous answers to prayer of big faith, of a bigger God. Never is there a hint anywhere in the Bible that any man ever expected too much from God or that God was ever displeased because one asked for mighty things, end quote. In 1932, Rice was driving a worn-out old Dodge. He had to push it downhill to get it started. So one Monday, he boldly asked God to give him a brand new car. And he prayed and he reminded the Lord that in 1926, he had promised to look after God's business if the Lord would look after his. On Wednesday, Rice got up to speak at a church in a midweek service. As he walked to the pulpit, one of the men of the church handed him an envelope. Rice was not sure what to think until he noticed the people in the congregation pointing out the window. There was a big new Chevrolet. Rice looked in the envelope, and inside were the keys, title, and warranty to that new Chevy. The men of the church had raised money to get Rice a new car. He did not know their plans, but God did. They did not know of Rice's bold prayer, but God did.
You know, it goes so well with what you were just saying, that we have this personal God. Not that we have. God is personal.
That's right.
He can be known. He can be known through the scripture, through your experience, through like-minded believers. He can be prayed to. He can be talked to. He can be listened to. We certainly want to obey and follow him, but he's full of mercy. He's full of grace. And he loves us. Isn't it amazing when you think about it, Rick? I know you and I have talked about this, that God has a personal interest in us, and that amazingly, he loves us. I mean, we can't ever wrap our minds around the fact that this sovereign, awesome, holy God takes an interest in us. But beyond that, he loves us. He fashioned us. He created us into his world, desiring to know us for all eternity. And he made a way for us to access him through the Lord Jesus Christ.
Right. That's powerful, so powerful. I think the takeaway here is, again, maybe you don't need a new car, but maybe you long to have that relationship restored. Maybe you're hurting from something in the past. Again, going back to that personalization, whatever that specific scenario is in your life, just knowing that you have a personal God that cares for you. And then when you can call out to him, and here's the great news, at any time. You say, well, when can I do that, Rick? At any time. You're driving down the road, you're in a church service, you're at home. He just wants to hear from you.
Amen and amen. That'll preach. Thank you, Rick. I'm going to have you back tomorrow. You're going to cut your teeth on co-hosting a program with me. Thank you for being available for today, Monday's edition of Mark and Friends. And I'd ask our listeners, be praying for the Mulkins family, for Rick and Cindy, certainly, and obviously their 8 children. But we pray, as we discern God's leading and plans in the days ahead, how Rick can maybe afford some time for this radio ministry to be involved in different ways. In fact, I have him looking at some painting projects here, so we'll see how all that goes. And then when he's done with that, we'll pull him into the studio. So be praying up the Mulkins family, and be praying to God. He loves you. He delights in you. He cares for you. He created you with unique gifts. May you use those to his glory. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Rick Mulkins with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you, and have a great day and night.